Hello and welcome to the Tosi Show. My name is Tosi Shokunbi, your favorite talk partner on issues around languages, education, travel, and culture. Thank you for joining in and I hope you enjoy our episode today. Today we'll be talking about children and language learning. Children, our own children, and language learning. It's been observed that our children these days have been reduced to monolingual children. This is saddening. This makes me unhappy every time I see it, unlike it used to be scores of years back. You know what danger this poses? It poses the danger of extinction of our languages and our cultures. How did we get here? Can someone tell me the history? Can somebody relate to me how we got to this state that we find ourselves in? I believe it started with our older generation. Our own grandfathers, our own great-grandfathers, keeping up with the Joneses. From stories we were told growing up, our grandfathers and great-grandfathers wanted their children to travel abroad. Of course, they had good intentions for their children. They'd say, "My son too has to be a doctor." Oh, Adefemi, did you hear that Adeife traveled to the United Kingdom last week? And in fact, she got admission to study medicine. And did you also hear that Aduke returned from the United Kingdom 2 days ago? She now speaks English like the Queen herself. She speaks so well and fluently. You will also travel to the United Kingdom. And I want you to make me proud. I want to hear you speak and nod my head in pride. I want you to get education and be exposed to the world. These were all good intentions they had. They wanted the best for their children, and of course they wanted their children to make them proud. Who does not want to give their children, their own children, the best legacy there is? We gradually moved from there and kept moving away from our roots. This brought a reduction in the consistency and in the number of people that spoke our local languages. These children who were sent abroad grew up, some of them returned home back to their motherland, but did not pass on that local language to their children. And then we continued from generation to generation, and here we are today. My own generation, I mean my very own generation, cannot boast of knowing everything that the older ones knew, that our parents knew. In terms of culture, in terms of our local language, this is really sad. And to make things worse, my own generation is still not passing the little she knows down to our children. What do we now expect of these children? What happens to our own local languages, our cultures? All of these will gradually go into extinction if we do not put the correct measures in place. This is a call to us as guardians, as parents, as aunts, as uncles, whoever you are. Do not hesitate to pass on your local language to those little ones. Do not hesitate to speak as many foreign languages as you speak to the children around you. Children have the capacity to learn languages and as many languages at the same time. Some people usually think that children will get confused. We'll get to that later in the show, but now we are still talking about how we got to where we are and what to do to move forward. It would interest you to also know that if you do your part and I do my part and every other person, your neighbor, does her part, the situation of things will change and then we will get better. And that gives us the grace that no language goes into extinction, because a language represents a people. And if a language goes into extinction, then how do you identify the people? How else do you describe a people without their own language? This is why you should preserve your mother tongue communicate with your children in that language. Encourage them to pass it on to their own children. And much more than just speaking the language, what about the proverbs, the wise sayings, the wisdom, the words of wisdom, the idioms, the wealth and the depth and the beauty of the language? You need to ensure to pass all of these down to your children. You know, these days, my own generation, an average person, a young person in maybe her 30s, his 30s, or even the ones in their 40s, cannot properly string up a sentence in their own local language. They have to introduce English language for those who speak English language as their official language. I'll take my tribe, for example. I am Yoruba, and a Yoruba person cannot totally speak string six words of Yoruba language together without putting English language. For example, I want to say, bring me the cup. You will hear things like, ba mi mu cup yen wa. How did we get to the level where we do not know what cup is in Yoruba language and we have to bring in English language into it? You know, and this continues, like it happens with all other people also, not just my tribe. You hear an Igbo person speak and then they still include that word, some of those words in their own local language into the Igbo language that they are speaking. And then I remember also that these words that we talk about, these seemingly difficult words, for example, in Yoruba language, now we have window means in Yoruba is ferese, and ferese is a word you hardly hear anybody say these days. And then when you are asked what is window in Yoruba language, you have to think first, and it's funny, but it is the reality. I was listening to someone the other day and then he had to say coconut, and he had to think, what is coconut in Yoruba language? And you know, all of these things are what we should guard against if we really and truly want to preserve our languages. So, have you thought about that foreign language that you also speak? Now we have left local languages, the foreign languages that you speak to. Do your children speak all of those? Do your children speak the foreign languages that you speak? And have you ensured that even those languages that do you communicate to them? Because some parents will come and say, okay, my child understands my language, or she understands this particular language. You know, understanding is different from being able to speak. Just like you have a man who has not gone to those four walls of a school, or who has not been in the four walls of a classroom, understand English, and you say the person can speak. The person understands is different from the person can speak, because learning a language is hinged on four different things, and one of them is, okay, let's list the four of them. We have the listening, we have the reading, the writing, and the speaking. And these, you have to be balanced on these four hinges if you truly are learning a language in a robust manner. So this is what we are talking about now. Ensure that your children speak, and when you speak to them in a language, let them respond to you in that target language. Don't just allow them to understand and leave it there. Let them respond in that, encourage them to respond in that language. Who says they would not make mistakes? They would make mistakes, but you would correct them. And do you remember how you started? You know, I see people these days who say, my father used to speak 20 languages, my father used to speak 10 languages, but you see, they speak maybe just 2 or 3 or 4 out of the numerous languages that their fathers spoke. You know, it's because it was not passed down. Why? How about exposing your children to opportunities that abound in the world? How about ensuring that they grow up as global citizens? How about ensuring that they grow up to be polyglots? How about giving them this privilege of being able to stand anywhere in the world and communicate and see themselves as elegant, as see themselves as excellent people, people of dignity, and ensure that this continues from generation to generation. All these things are things that are very possible if we all do our part. And then what steps are you supposed to take to ensure that this becomes a reality? There was a story told of a man. It's not a story that was told. The man himself, I heard him say that he employed two different nannies for his children. He had two girls and he got two different nannies who spoke different foreign languages. So the children had no choice but to learn the languages the nanny spoke. Of course, he and the wife spoke English language and Yoruba language, and then the nanny spoke French. One of the nannies spoke French and the other spoke Spanish. So these children learned these languages in collaboration with what was being taught in school. And we don't need to debate the fact that this helps the children. So this is one thing you can get done. If you don't want to, you don't have to employ a nanny, just ensure that you have a private tutor for your children who take them languages. And also watch out for the kind of school you enroll your children in. Ensure that schools that appreciate language, for example, me as a person, while growing in my primary school, was that kind of school that appreciates languages. I remember that we were being taught Hausa language and Yoruba language as local languages, and then we were taught French language in addition. And this was how my interest started. This was how I got the interest in languages. Maybe I had a flair also, but you know, this early exposure helped me. And then get your children books on those target languages. Ensure that they are learning in a fun way. Also remember that you should ensure that they respond to you in the target language. You know, one beautiful thing, if you get a teacher for your child and you are not having a good disposition towards that language, your child will also not. So it is important that outside of your financial commitment to getting a teacher, you should also show interest in that language. Let your child see that mommy places value, or daddy places value, or my guardian places value on this particular language. And then the child will do as you do, not do as you say. So this is very important. Also, let's talk about the summer class we had some months back. I remember that these children there was a particular set of children. There were two. They had parents in Yoruba who lived in the north, and therefore they spoke Hausa, and then they also spoke Igbo language because they had lived in the north and also in the east. So they spoke their Yoruba language, but with that they were able to speak Yoruba language because they are natives, and then Hausa and Igbo because of where they have lived. And believe me, these children could not even communicate in Yoruba language only. They only spoke English language. And then when we continued with classes, they began to get home and greet their parents in Hausa. And their parents were excited. They were able to connect on another level. And I wondered why they did not even teach these children in the first place. These are the mistakes that we parents make that we can stop. We can correct. It is never too late. And then you hear people say, "Oh, won't they be confused? Won't they just mix things up?" Why not? Why shouldn't they mix languages together? They are starting out. And if you don't allow them make mistakes now, won't they end up making the mistakes later? Children, for your information, children have the capacity to learn as many languages as possible per time. So on being confused, I think you should not worry about that. With time, they will get themselves out of the confusion. And when you're speaking this language, they will know this is what mom is saying. And when it's another one, they will know this is what mom is saying. Myself as an example, my children, I speak three different languages to them. I speak English, Yoruba, and French language to them. Sometimes I put a bit of the other ones that I'm learning, but just three languages for now are the ones that I communicate with them in. And they know the difference, they understand each of the language. How you can ensure this is, if you speak English now, include the Yoruba version of what you just said, include the French. That's what I do now. I include the Yoruba version, I include the French version also. With this, they know that okay, bring the cup means mu ife wa, and it also means donwa la tas. And you know, it helps them to get grounded in these three languages. I think I've said enough about that already. So you understand that children, language learning is very possible for children. Please do not rob your children the privilege of being multilingual children from childhood, and do not do them this I call it a disservice. If you're still a polyglot and your child doesn't speak more than one language, you are doing your child a disservice, and this has to stop. Okay, so I think we should end today's episode here. Thank you for listening, thank you for joining in, and I hope you had a very beautiful and educative time talking and gisting with me. Till I see you next time, next episode, my name is Tosin Shokumbi. Au revoir.